Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 007, Kamsa begins his persecutions. Previously, Lord Krishna appeared in Mathura's prison before Devaki and Vasudeva. Following the Lord's arrangement, Vasudeva carried baby Krishna through the night to Gokula, left him with Yashoda, and brought Yogamaya back to the prison. The doors closed again, the chains returned. The guards did not understand what had happened. Tonight we hear what followed. After Vasudeva returned with the baby girl, Yogamaya began to cry. Her cry woke the guards. They sat up, confused and afraid. They hurried to Kamsa and told him that a child had appeared. Kamsa's heart was already restless from the prophecy about Devaki's eighth child. He rushed to the prison. Torchlight shook on the walls as he came. Devaki held the baby girl and pleaded for mercy. She asked him to spare the child and said the baby was a girl, not the son he feared. But Kamsa's fear was stronger than her gentle request. In a harsh and frightened mood, Kamsa took the child and tried to destroy her. We speak of this carefully for children, without graphic detail. At that very moment, by the Lord's arrangement, the baby slipped from his hands and rose into the sky. There Yogamaya revealed her glorious form, shining with divine power and appearing with eight arms like Durga. Devaki and Vasudeva looked up with reverence. Kamsa stared upward, astonished. From the sky, she addressed him. In paraphrase, she told Kamsa that the enemy he feared had already taken birth elsewhere, and that his attempt against her could not stop the Lord's plan. Then she disappeared. Kamsa stood shaken. For a short time his heart softened. He released Devaki and Vasudeva from the prison and asked their forgiveness for the cruel way he had treated them. Vasudeva spoke with calm wisdom. He explained that people become enemies when they identify too strongly with the body and forget the eternal soul. Temporary anger, fear, and bodily pride darken the heart. Hearing this, Kamsa seemed repentant for a while. But lasting purity needs more than one soft feeling. The next day, Kamsa called his demonic ministers and asked what he should do. That association quickly pulled his mind back toward fear and violence. Those ministers advised him to search out and kill newborn children born within the previous 10 days. They also urged him to attack Brahmanas, cows, sages, Vedic culture, and Vaishnavas, because these support the worship of Lord Vishnu. Listening to that wicked counsel, Kamsa authorized the persecution. The peaceful order of Mathura was threatened by offenses against saintly persons and devotees. Dear children, this chapter is sober. Temporary regret is not the same as lasting purity. Bad association can undo a soft moment of repentance. Offenses against Brahmanas, cows, sages, and Vaishnavas destroy auspiciousness. We do not claim that remembering Krishna removes every difficulty at once. We learn to take shelter of Him and to honor those who serve Him. Five lessons for tonight. 1. Fear and bodily pride can make a person cruel. 2. Temporary repentance is weak without good association. 3. Bad counselors can pull the heart back into darkness. 4. Offenses against devotees and saintly persons destroy auspiciousness. 5. Lord Krishna is the true shelter for those who remember Him. Dear Lord Krishna, please protect my heart from fear and bad advice. Help me honor devotees, brahmanas, cows, and all who serve You. When I feel soft repentance, please keep me close to good association. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please let me sleep safely under Your care. Good night, dear Lord. Next time, story 008, The Meeting of Nanda and Vasudeva. A gentle meeting of loving friends awaits in the Krishna book.